Because what I want to do just for a moment or two is not just to share something that the boys and girls might remember, but also to bring to all of us here something afresh of the resurrection challenge. I wonder, maybe you're listening to this and you do not believe. Yes, maybe you're here, maybe you're listening through the internet, but you don't yet believe. And the reason that you do not believe is because you are worried about what someone else will think if you begin to take the gospel seriously. And so it's convenient not to believe. But let me simply throw out this challenge to you. If Jesus Christ was dead and buried and rose again, what does it really matter if your friends will smirk and laugh and mock and talk behind your back if you believe in Jesus? It won't really matter at all. Maybe you are here, or maybe you know someone who is not here who has a genuine question about the resurrection. Maybe you know somebody in your family. Maybe you know somebody who works with you who does not believe. And maybe they have actually asked you a question about some of these things. Why do you believe in the resurrection? And today, as Christian believers, we profess to believe that Jesus was crucified for our sins and that he was dead and buried, but on the third day he rose again. Sometimes people think that when it comes to the resurrection of Jesus, that the burden of proof, if you like, lies on believers to prove, but that's not actually true. Equally, the burden lies on those who reject this message to convince that their rejection of it is worth listening to. Let me just mention a number of things, and I'm sure I've mentioned some of these to you before, but I put them up again deliberately because I want you to think about these things, just very quickly. You see, the burden of proof about the resurrection does not just lie on believers. Here's a question, a really important question. Maybe you have a friend who is slightly cynical, skeptical about these things. Here's a question. Why did Christianity emerge so quickly and with such power after that third day? Why did that happen? If it is not true. Here's another thing to think about. No group of Jewish people ever worshipped a person as God. What led that first group of first century Jewish men and women to begin to literally fall at the feet of Jesus and worship him? Why did they do that? You may or may not know this. Jewish people did not actually believe in individual resurrections. What changed the worldview of these early believers overnight? And here's a question. Why did so many of those early Christians literally give their lives for the message that Jesus died and rose again? Why did they do it? And those are questions that people who struggle with this message have to think about. But let me press on and bring a challenge in another way. What does this resurrection mean for us this morning? You say to me, well, so what? Maybe you don't say that, but let's imagine someone saying, what does the truth of the resurrection actually mean? Well, here's what it means. It means that the claims of Jesus are true. There's one of them there. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. But do you remember some of the other claims that Jesus made? For example, John's Gospel, chapter 10. Do you remember he said, I and the Father are one? Or in John chapter 14, anyone who has seen me, says Jesus, has seen the Father. You see, the moment Jesus walked out of that grave, all of these claims suddenly became absolutely true. I wonder, do you believe that? But let me also remind you that not only are the claims of Jesus true, but the warnings of Jesus are true. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, said Jesus. But whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. Folks, maybe you're here today and you're not yet a believer. And you say, well, what difference will it make? Well, here's the difference it will make. It will make the difference between heaven and hell. It will make the difference between life and death. It will make the difference between welcome and depart from me. Jesus once said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of my Father who is in heaven. Do you hear that warning? Do you hear it? It's true. And the promises of Jesus are true. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And so we have the resurrection hope. Let me ask you this evening, folks. Let me ask you this evening, as I will be this evening, let me ask you this morning, but let me ask you this question. It's a really important question. You're here this morning. Are you here just because it's the place to be on Easter morning? Or are you here because someone said, I want you to go to church this morning? Or are you here maybe to please a member of the family? Or are you here because deep in your heart there is something echoing that this is true, and not only that this is true, but I believe it with all my heart to be true? Because you haven't had an experience of this Christ, and you can say, like one of old, the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me, this Son of Man has been raised to new life for my salvation. So folks, where do you stand this morning? Where do we stand this morning? Are you able to say, I serve a risen Savior? He's in the world today. Are you able to say that? Because you have Christ in your heart and in your life. Are you able to say, concerning this message, that we had the little children standing here, Jesus loves you. Jesus died for our sins. Jesus was buried and Jesus rose again. Is that your testimony? Jesus loved me. He died for me. He was dead and buried for me, but he rose again for me. Is that your testimony? That's what it means to be a Christian. It's not about trying your best. You know that. It's not about trying to do some good works. It's not about reading your Bible and saying a few prayers. It's about coming to know Christ, to know Jesus as your own and personal Savior and friend. It's been lovely, you know, recently, and I finish with this. It's been lovely recently to have the experience of seeing people in this community, younger and older, come to that place in their life where they have given their lives to Christ. You know, you're not too young to come to Jesus, and you're not too old. Sometimes I come across people who say, I'm a bit young, am I not? And other people who say, am I not a bit old? I've left it too late. Absolutely not. the door of salvation is open today for whosoever shall believe. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes upon him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you know Christ today? Are you able to say, I serve a risen Savior? A brief prayer before we sing. Lord, we pray that you would take your word and apply it to our hearts on this resurrection morning. And may we all rise in our understanding and our experience of this Savior as we accept him for ourselves as our Savior and our King and our friend. And we ask this prayer in Jesus' name.